So we want to remind ourselves that part of the exercise in looking at Jacob is to understand that this is a man that belongs to God. He is part of the family of patriarchs. It was the promises to Abraham. It flowed through to Isaac and now to Jacob. We're reminded as we began our studies that Jacob is a wonderful picture if we take the time to see ourselves as someone who has his own thoughts, his own ways. He understands that God placed him in a position of great blessing. From in the womb it was foretold that the older would serve the younger. And yet, because of the human element and wanting to help God along, take things into our own hands, we often see in the life of Jacob a man that moved outside of the will of God very often. And yet, God's hand is upon him to preserve, to keep him, to bring him into blessing. And one of the great lessons that we have in the life of Jacob is that God desires to subdue that spirit in Jacob and in each of us that would lean unto our own understanding, our own thoughts, and not be in compliance with the Word of God. And so for us, the Spirit of God through these precious pages wants us to have an understanding of how we need to surrender to the Lord, that He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He has a desire to bring us into all of the goodness that He has given to His Son. He has a plan, a purpose for our lives. And one of the most challenging things for Jacob and for us is to let go and to let God lead and direct. So as we saw yesterday in the 28th and the 29th chapter, there were a number of things that Rachel took into her hands, that Jacob, he orchestrated. He was fleeing from his brother. God had appeared to him as a way of reinforcing the fact that his hand of blessing was upon Jacob. Things that he had promised to Abraham, they would be fulfilled in Jacob and in his people in bringing them into the land of blessing. But in fleeing from Esau, he goes unto Laban. There he encounters Rachel. He works, as we mentioned yesterday, for 7 years, desiring Rachel as his wife. And we constantly remind ourselves that Jacob was a man that had a lot of schemes in his mind, ways to go about handling things. But after 7 years, we find that instead of receiving Rachel as his wife, Laban switches up the agreement. He brings forth Leah. And while we didn't cover much of the latter part of chapter 29, we see that Laban was one who out-schemed, who out-deceived the deceiver. And there's a verse, I think, in 1 Samuel chapter 24 that speaks of wickedness coming out of the wicked. So here was Jacob, who was accustomed to scheming, to deceiving, to getting his own way. And now he finds someone that he loves. And he has a desire. He doesn't have anything to give for her. His desire is, I want her, I'll work for her. And he worked expecting that at the end of his service, he would receive Rachel, who he loved. But he received Leah. And he was disappointed. But he worked another 7 years, right, for Rachel. And he receives Rachel as his wife. I want to just go back for a moment because we had some very good discussions on this matter of dating and understanding the will of God in my life as a Christian. And we want to, because labels, as we mentioned yesterday, sometimes they mean, a word means something to me that may mean something different to you. So when we speak of dating from a biblical standpoint, We try to set aside what the world's connotation of dating is. There's a certain outcome that the world has in view. But certainly as Christians, that there may be at the specific time, the right time in your development and maturity, that you desire a partner and is a brother or a sister that is a Christian, as we mentioned yesterday, and one who the Lord points out, and you begin to have some conversations. This is natural, this is healthy, this is normal. This is the process by which we get to know one another. And that process may take weeks, a year, a couple of years, and the Lord reveals that this is the one. There are opportunities to be together in young people's meetings and other kinds of gatherings under the guidance sometimes of your parents. And that process very often, as some of us can tell you, leads to marriage with that individual. So we didn't want to leave you with the impression that perhaps in your mind when you think of dating, it's not the way the world thinks of it, but it's the process by which you get to know one another. We think that that is normal, natural, healthy. We have gone through that process ourselves, some of us who are married. But overall, we want to leave you with the thought that you have to ever be before the Lord, to pray, to be honest in your movements, seeking not to damage the reputation of either brother or sister, because at the end of the day, the desire would be that we would live lives that would glorify the Lord. So if there's some other questions, we can take those up offline. Some have talked with us and shared personal experiences, and we trust there's been some helps there. But certainly in the life of Jacob, as it relates to his movements, you must always remember that the hand of God was upon this man to lead him into blessing. And so there was a whole lot of issues that came up with Laban, because Jacob was finally met his match, someone who out-schemed Jacob. But God was not going to leave Jacob in this state. And at your leisure, you can go through the later chapters, chapter 30 and 31, but I want to point out in chapter 31 just two verses before we begin our readings in chapter 32. Genesis 31, verse 41 and 42. You know, Jacob had been on the run from Laban at this point. He says,
"Run from Esau. Run from Esau."
But here he had run from Laban. And in verse 41, "Thus have I been 20 years in thy house, and I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for thy cattle. And thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God hath seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked thee last night." And I'd like us to begin reading from chapter 32. I'm going to read all of the chapters, so if we can have two young brothers, 16 verses, and we'll make some final comments and start our reading.